there, this is Nigel Ogden, delighted to be back with you after my 3 weeks away, and my thanks to Phil Kelsall for holding the fort during that time. I know he really enjoyed being with you. Well, let's get on with tonight's agenda, and Ernest Broadbent's at the console of the BBC Theatre Organ to provide our opening number this evening in the form of The Robin's Return, which I suppose might have been rather an appropriate title in the days when Mr. Richmond was introducing this programme, but just for tonight we'll call it Nigel's Return instead. Ernest Broadbent and The Robin's Return, played on the BBC Wurlitzer. Talking of which reminds me that we'll be recording another of our special Christmas editions of The Organist Entertains at our Playhouse Theatre here in Manchester on Friday the 13th of December at 7:30 p.m. And our star guests on this occasion are two of the greatest organists in the country, Brian Rodwell and Brian Sharp, both playing pipes and electronics. It should be a marvellous evening, and you're cordially invited to come along and join in the fun. If you'd like to be there, just let us know how many complimentary tickets you'd like by writing to us here at The Organist Entertains, BBC PO Box 27, Manchester. The Organist Entertains, BBC PO Box 27, Manchester. And a stamped addressed envelope would be very much appreciated. Well, time for some more music, and the first of our electronic items this evening features Mike Hall on Elka EP12. Thank you. All of Me, and Peg of My Heart, Mike Hall on Elka EP 12. And one of Andrew Lloyd Webber's most popular compositions of all time must surely be that haunting song from Cats, Memory. And as I know so many of you never tire of hearing it, here's Michael Thomson's interpretation on the Capitol Cinema Aberdeen Compton. The Capitol Aberdeen Compton and Memory, played by Michael Thomson. Now, over recent years, you may recall that we've played quite a bit of music featuring David Lowe at the organ of Streatham Ice Rink in London. Well, here's one of David's colleagues who does a very similar job at the Silver Blades Ice Rink in Birmingham. A warm welcome to the show for Eddie Rouillet. We've been trying to get Eddie on the programme for quite a while, but finding a suitable time to make some recordings when the ice rink isn't in use isn't a particularly easy job. However, all's well that ends well, and here's Eddie on Hammond C3 with Henry Mancini's Pie in the Face Polka. Ooh, 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 ooh. Eddie Ruyer playing the Silver Blades ice rink Hammond C3 in Birmingham, and the Pie in the Face polka. It's personality profile time, and this week the spotlight falls on one of the country's most popular organ entertainers, John Mann. But before we take a look at John's career in the entertainment world, here's a track recorded on the ex-Rialto Enfield 3-manual 9-rank Christie during the 1970s when it was installed at the home of Tony Manning in Farnborough, and a lively arrangement of Alicante, proving that John's just as much at home on pipes as on electronics. John Mann was born in Brighton, as he himself would doubtless put it, at a very early age, and like so many of his colleagues, went through the usual system of piano and church organ lessons and examinations. And by the age of 12, he'd appeared in the Brighton, Worthing and Eastbourne music festivals. After a not very successful audition with the then musical director of the Worthing Municipal Orchestra, John let his music slide for a little while, and after a few months of tap dancing lessons, he turned to ice skating and spent many happy hours at the rink in his hometown. One day, the rink manager happened to mention that he was without an organist, and before you could say Torvill and Dean, John had got the job at the age of 17. Well, this was marvellous experience of what, in fact, is a very tricky job to do properly. But having worked hard to master the exact tempos and sequences required for ice dancing, he later moved on to the Queen's Ice Skating Club in London, and during his 10 years there, he made many recordings of music suitable for ice dancing, which found their way all over the world. Well, let's break for a bit more music, this time played on the electronic organ with which John is always associated, the eminent Grand Theatre 2000. Thank you. dance in the old-fashioned way, John Mann on Eminent 2000. While John was still playing at the Brighton Ice Rink, he met cinema organist Peter Kilby, who invited him round to the Astoria and was so impressed with his playing that he immediately got on the phone to Joseph Seal. This resulted in John being appointed by ABC Cinemas, and in 1959 he went on tour with a live show which accompanied special film presentations. He stayed with ABC for some time, based at the Plaza in Worthing, and then came the opportunity for him to do a summer season at Bognor Regis, where he began to develop his comedy routines, which have led to him becoming such a popular all-round entertainer as well as organist. Well, this was followed by John running his own very popular show for several years at Skegness and later Ramsgate, and during this time he also ran a successful theatrical agency in London's Leicester Square. Well, back to pipes now, and music by Richard Rodgers played on the magnificent Wurlitzer in Manchester's Free Trade Hall. John Mann at the Free Trade Hall, Manchester Wurlitzer, This Nearly Was Mine. Out of season, John started doing demonstrations for the MCH company on Eminent organs, and his presentations at these events proved so popular that he was soon travelling hundreds of miles a week, taking the sounds of Eminent to all corners of the British Isles. These days, the picture is much the same. Summer seasons divided between Worthing, Eastbourne and Bexhill-on-Sea, and mammoth winter concert tours on both Eminent and the theatre organ circuit. John has regularly received the highest number of votes in his particular category in the polls organised by the various organ magazines in recent years, which surely proves that his special mixture of music and mirth is a guaranteed recipe for success and a great hit with audiences of all ages. Thank you. The star of this week's personality profile, John Mann, on Eminent Grand Theatre 2000 with Strauss's Tic Tac Polka. Well, I'll have this week's concert information for you, of which there is definitely no shortage, after we've heard the theme from Riley Ace of Spies, played for us on Yamaha FX20 by Kelvin Eames. Riley, Ace of Spies, from Kelvin Eames at the controls of the Yamaha FX20. Tomorrow, the 9th, at 7:30 p.m, Brian Sharp plays at the 3J's Gomersall. On Sunday the 10th, at 2 p.m, George Blackmore at the Cecil Theatre, Hull. And at 2:30, Howard Beaumont at Peterborough Technical College, Caroline Riddick at Louth Town Hall, and Brian Sharp at the Social Welfare Hall, Harworth. At 2:40 on Sunday afternoon, Mel Edwards and Ian Flitcroft at Marston Green Hospital, Birmingham. And at 2:45, I'll be playing at the Civic Centre, East Kilbride. Three concerts at 3 o'clock on Sunday, featuring William Davis at the Regal Henley-on-Thames, John Mann at Lewisham Concert Hall, and Doreen Chadwick at the Paramount Organ Studios, Bolton. Next Wednesday, the 13th, Nicholas Martin at Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round in Northampton at 8 p.m, and at 7:15 next Friday, Robert Wolfe plays the South Bank Polytechnic Wurlitzer in Southwark. And to wind things up for this time, a marvellous version of Chopin's tricky Fantasy Impromptu, complete with its I'm Always Chasing Rainbows middle section, played by Simon Gledhill on the organ of Ossett Town Hall. ¶¶ Simon Gledhill playing Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu on the Ossett Town Hall Compton. Not a particularly easy organ to play because the console's on the stage and all the sound comes from behind the organist from the pipes which are situated underneath the stage. But it produces a marvellous sound, as you've just heard. Now, just before we go, let me give you another reminder about our Christmas edition of The Organist Entertains on Friday, December the 13th, at our Playhouse Theatre here in Manchester. Brian Rodwell and Brian Sharp will be providing the music, and to get your complimentary tickets, just send a stamped addressed envelope to The Organist Entertains, BBC, P.O. Box 27, Manchester. Well, that's it for this time. Hope you've enjoyed the music today. I'll be back at 9:15 next Friday. Hope you will too. For now, from today's producer, John Wilcox, and me, Nigel Ogden, take care and see you next week. Bye for now.